Welcome to The Smirking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smirking Area.
We've got a dilemma, and it's the first time I've looked at it. So if I sound rusty, it's genuinely because I've just opened the Gmail account and I'm just looking at it for the first time. So, oh, girls, I love it. Girls, hey, gal. Oh, girls, what have I done? I don't want to have a relationship, but I've somehow ended up in a love triangle. I slept with a guy on my course who very quickly, in brackets, fell in love with me. So I took that love. He's still very much into me, but I really like just hanging with him as pals. And lucky, I like the attention that I get from him because he's obsessed with me. However, I've started seeing another guy on my course. They're both on a course. I love meeting these people in the smoking area. Right, so I've started seeing another guy on my course casually, but I actually fancy him. He's a bit boring, but I do like him. But because he's boring, I find myself messaging the other guy when I'm drunk. She's got the guy who's in love with her, but she's not in love with him. She really likes this one that's boring. Boring McBorison, we'll call him. But Boring McBorison's so boring that she texts the other guy because he's got more banter. Long story short, the other night I was fucking hammered and stayed at the obsessed guy's house and made out all night. This reignited his love after I'd managed to chill him out last month and calm him down. I can't hurt his feelings, but I can't fathom the idea of what getting out my course will do. Oh no, she doesn't want it to get out on the course. I can't hurt his feelings, but I also can't fathom the idea of this getting out on my course and everyone knowing that she slept with the guys, because she's fucking two from the same course. So she's got Obsessive Obsessiton, who's absolutely obsessed, which is perfect. It's always nice to have that attention. But now Boring McBorison's in love too. So she's playing two guys off against each other on her course. So bitch is sat in lectures with the guys. I'm going to let you go first. What are you doing in this sitch?
What would I do? What on earth would you do in this scenario? I would probably just carry on fucking them both and just...
And how are you getting away with it? Come on, speak to her. Speak to listener number 7.
Depends what you want out of the situation. Let's go from there. Do you want a relationship? Do you want a serious relationship? If so, how boring is this guy? Is he just a normal guy with all the green flags and the obsessed guy is the red flag? Likes because the angel
good point.
You should go for the green flags, but I don't take that advice and I always go for the boys with the red flag. So
what's the devil on your shoulder saying right now?
Like, keep fucking them both. Like, if they're both good in bed, or maybe boring one's good in bed, so you can sex with him and then you don't need to talk to him, so then clack round to obsessive guy's house and...
Wait, back round to obsessive, get a bit of obsessive day, passionate, and he wants to kill you. That's why it's so good. He's like, I want to be with you forever and I love you so much. And then go and get your daytime fun from... Boring McBorison.
You know, number one, he can take you out for tea and you can watch Netflix with
him. Yeah, Boring McBorison is perfect. I reckon Boring McBorison's going to carry your books to the lecture, but you got to be scared that obsessive doesn't see that or he might actually kill you. Might be a you situation.
I don't want to be in this.
Yeah, no, I actually don't know why we're being asked for advice. Do we not wish that we were in her shoes?
Yeah, I love the thrill of it all. Like, you've got this man that's fucking up. Like, I wouldn't love nothing more for a man to be obsessed. Like, I want him to say, I am fucking up with you. And I'd be like, yes, bitch. And I would run a mile and he'd chase after me and I'd live my best life. And then I'd also want this boring man when I'm feeling a bit down and insecure about myself and I just want to glass of wine and watch something on Netflix, and then you want to go out with the boring guy. He's going to take you out for dinner.
But do you remember you throwing back to episode 1 when we were talking about if we could do open relationships and throuples because of the guy I met? You did say that you would like one for each mood. But how are you juggling it? Because they're on the same course.
So I wouldn't know how to juggle it, and I'm not going to give that advice. But again, carry on and just like enjoy the fear of getting caught. That like fear.
You know what I'd do? I'd manipulate Boring McBorison into knowing that he's boring. I'd be like, oh God, all we do is watch Netflix. Don't you think we should spice it up a little bit? Then I'd text Obsessive McSessison, or whatever I've called him. I'd be like, if you really like me, you'll share me and come and have a threesome. If you love me, if you, my fantasy is to have a threesome, and if you really did love me as much as you say you do, you'd come and do this threesome. And I'd get them to be like, well, yeah, I'm boring. I need to spice things up or I'm going to lose her. And we're going to have to sit on the same course and I'm going to know that I love her, but I've been too boring for a sexual fantasy. So I'm going to have to, and then the other guy's going to be like, oh my God, if I don't do this threesome and watch her with another man, I'm going to lose her and I love her, so I won't do that. Yeah, they're both going to do it. Girl, play them off against each other. Listen, right, let's put it into real context. Jokes aside, you are studying and two guys like you. I think that there are bigger problems in the world. However, because you're listening number 7, we're going to answer this properly. My sensible advice, not my toxic advice, my real self would say, wide berth both. You don't want awkward feelings on the course, but you might have 2-3 years left on this course. Mm-hmm. And the last thing you want to do is get the obsessed guy more obsessed. And the last thing you want to do is lead this boring guy you don't really want to be with. You're just filling your time with him. Be honest with yourself. You're filling your time. You don't want to be with him. Let him go and find someone who doesn't find him boring. Let him go and find somebody who actually finds him amazing and interesting and funny and sweet and charming. Set him free. If you really want to find love and life, gotta set him free. Do you know what I mean? On a serious note, like being proper serious, you would know, wouldn't you, if you were that bothered about either?
Yeah.
So if you're not that bothered about either, then just...
Yeah, if you're full of people, like
if you're a student and you're sexually active and safe and clean, then you should go and get some more, go and find something new off the course. Because you should never really dip your nib in the office ink, and it's the same with studies. You should be focusing on your education in the day, sweetheart. Like, focus on your studies. Find yourself a weekend gal who's not on your course. Find yourself someone who's doing a different... Find yourself someone on the sports therapy course or the rugby course. Like, go and get a big, strapping, sexy bastard who only comes to yours on a weekend because he's busy with the lads being a rugger bugger all week long, and then he wants a little bit of you, but you've got all your own work done and you've got your studies done and you're on your way to get your honours and your merits and your career, but you're still getting your fanny felt on a weekend. Balance, girl. Balance. Something I could do with learning about. And on that note, we're off. Smoking area were quite easy to solve tonight. Think I'm going to go and get myself a doner kebab.
Chips and cheese, babes.
Chips and cheese.